Chapter 15 Outer Rim Territories. Admiral Natasi Dalla, still in her own mind the rightful and greatly wronged Chief of State of the Galactic Alliance, sipped at the cup of poor quality calf Boba Fett had provided and stared out at the stars streaking past. An hour after they were safely away on the actual Slave One, after escaping on an extremely fake Slave One, and then transitioning to an ordinary shuttle, Dalla had been on the comm. Fett had agreed to take her wherever she needed to go, and there was no doubt in her mind where that was. She had been busy calling in old favors, talking to old friends and old enemies, and new friends. She had much, much more to do, but for now it was a good start. She would have appreciated the chance to have a Sanisteam and new, proper clothing instead of her prison garb, but Fett's generosity didn't stretch that far. Even so, she was grateful to be free. She could handle prison clothing for a while longer, just so long as her wrists and ankles were no longer decorated. The initial round of contact over, she and Fett had broken out some rations and now were sipping calf. He'd had only a few questions for her, and had been silent for a while. But then, so had she.
"You've been quiet," Dalla said.
He shrugged. The audacity and simple brilliance of the plan still astonished her. Boba Fett had broken her out of her Galactic Alliance prison cell by pretending to be Boba Fett. It was a deception within a twist that her own complicated mind could most definitely appreciate. Would have even found amusing if she had any energy to spare for such lighter things. He was leading the uncertain and wobbly triumvirate on a wild Karanak chase, because, according to all logic, if it was the infamous Boba Fett, legendary bounty hunter, he would never attempt a rescue as himself. No, for a while at least, what passed for the GA would be wasting time and resources looking for a Boba Fett impersonator, not the genuine article. Sitting right in front of her, clad once more in his actual armor and helmet.
"Long flight. Plenty of time to talk when you're ready."
"Genius, by the way. And such a nice little jab at the Jedi. The disguise, I mean."
He turned his head toward her as she sat beside him in the co-pilot's seat.
"Oh, you mean the mere Jedi and their impostors? Thought that was a good touch myself."
Until very recently, Jedi Knights had been snapping, believing that everyone they met, including those they loved, had been replaced by an evil doppelganger.
"You are your own evil twin."
"Then wouldn't I be good?"
Dalla did allow herself to smile at that. It faded almost at once as she thought about what her own doppelganger would be like. She'd lived that life for too brief a time. Happy, whole, in love with Legis Vorn. A good man who had been ripped away from her far too soon.